The Maria Sanchez Show, a conversation, not a confrontation, on MariaSanchezShow.com.
Thank you so much for listening to The Maria Sanchez Show. We appreciate your ears as always. You may listen to our podcasts at www.MariaSanchezShow.com, as well as on iTunes, Stitcher, and Libsyn, to name a few. We talk about the things that you really care about, and we also try to inspire. And so for that reason, we have Paul Tima on the line with us. He's the CEO of the parent company called Solutions for You. That's the number four and the word Y-O-U spelled out. And Paul is going to share with us why he saw the need to create this company and the various products that you make and manufacture and what your progress has been like. Paul, thank you for being with us, and thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thank you, Maria, for having me on your show, and I think it's a real blessing.
Well, you're more than welcome, and Solutions for You came about why?
Well, it started really about, overall, about 30-ish years ago when I first met my wife. She was a bodybuilder. I had the typical six-pack and everything, and the joke is she could actually lift more weights than I did, so, you know, we have a little joke about that. But about 4 years into it, she was diagnosed with scoliosis, curvature of the spine, the S-curve, not the hunchback, but the S-curve. And after that, she actually shrunk 4 inches in height and had to have a major spinal cord operation where they put the two titanium rods the full length of the spine. I'll just sort of go through it. And then, of course, after that, the pain was so great that she was on every prescription toxic drug you could imagine for about the next 10 years. And we knew that was compromising her health. And so slowly that got us into the natural field. Didn't have computers back then, so we just started reading labels, and we started out with our food labels. And of course, you would see, you'd pick up a can of tuna fish, and it'd say tuna, water, salt, and propylene glycol. And you, just an example, and you would say, what is propylene glycol? And so you'd go to the library and look it up, and you found it was one of the active ingredients in the making of antifreeze or brake fluid. And you're like,
really?
What? Yes. And you'd wonder, what in the heck is this doing in my food? And So, you know, one thing led to another. You just kept reading, researching, learning, teaching, meeting all different types of natural people around the world, microbiologists, medical doctors, naturopaths, you know, veterinarians, you know, bobiologists, you name it. I've worked with them. And, so then back in 99, we finally got her off the prescription drugs completely. She really started to turn around, felt great, everything, except obviously because of her spine, she still couldn't lift or anything like that anymore, but was having an active life. And on Thanksgiving, actually, in 99, that year, let me back up just a second, that year, all of a sudden, she started to, like, ooze out from underneath her underarms. Her body just started to break out. And we thought, well, maybe she was allergic to something at first. And so then she started a detox regimen, which we were already into anyways. And it took about 6-7 months doing everything from what we teach, cleansing your blood through chelation, your colon, your liver, your kidneys, your gallbladder. All these type of cleansings, you know, detoxes for the body. And so finally, it really cleared up about the 7th or 8th month. But then she started to have some acid reflux. And just before Thanksgiving, her stomach just blew up like a basketball. I mean, you would have thought she was pregnant overnight. I mean, it was incredible. And I just said, honey, we need to go to the emergency room because we have to be able to see what's going on inside. And so that's when she was diagnosed with advanced stage 3C ovarian cancer. Come to find out, she had 16 tumors, two of them the size of large cantaloupe, and over 5 pounds of cancer inside her gut.
Goodness.
And, yeah. And so it was at that point that, you know, just sort of skipping through it quick, you know, because of the show. But it was at that point that she gave it up to God. She prayed, and she knew that night that he healed her yet she just needed to walk that walk over the next 6 months to 2 years. And so we have a complete regimen, which we teach around the world for free, mind you. It's called HELP. It's the acronym for Healthy Educational Lifestyle Programs. And it teaches people how to heal their body naturally without the use of chemical toxins, you know, your medical chemos, radiation, just things God gave us naturally.
So, Paul, if somebody isn't addled or diseased, can help be a guide for folks who are in good health to maintain that good health?
Sure.
So it's not just when you have a problem, it's preventative as well.
Oh, that's what we're all about, Maria, is prevention, not prescription.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in fact, so how we got into manufacturing, so she was healed of cancer, and 13 years later, you can see her live online. She still is healthy and very active and still 100% medically diagnosed cancer-free. And no, again, no chemo, no medication, no radiation. The medical field just thinks she's a walking miracle. That's all. But what got us into manufacturing was about at the same time we knew there was a missing piece, a big missing piece of the puzzle. And what it was toxic chemicals. And how that came about was basically the day Princess Diana died. The newspapers, of course, were filled with Princess Di, and I remember there was like 9 or 10 pages deep, just one after another. And finally, I came across, like on the 9th or 10th page, just this little article, a tiny little article, that's all this little girl got. And it was a little girl that died from helping her daddy wash a truck up in Oregon, I think it was, somewhere. He was washing his truck. He was using Armor All tire and wheel cleaner, and you have to surmise through part of the little article, and he must have set it down. She was only 3 years old, and she probably picked it up, thought it was a juice bottle, took a swig, and before the EMTs could get there, she was dead.
Wow.
And so I had, at that time, my youngest granddaughter at the time, she was 3, Selena Gabrielle, and she's 19 almost now, But anyways, I'm looking at this little girl, and I'm looking at my granddaughter, back at the little girl reading the article, looking at my granddaughter, and it was just like the Lord hit me over the head and said, "What are you doing with your life? Toxic chemicals." And so my wife and I at that time, we just went throughout the house, and we pulled out, and I challenge all of your listeners and even you to do the same, because you will be amazed when you just do this one simple thing. Go throughout your house and pull out every single product you've purchased one time and stick it on your kitchen table. And I mean, that is your makeup, that's your underarm deodorant, that's your laundry, that's your cleaning supplies, your personal care, your toothpaste, your yard and garden, every single thing you buy, put it on the table. You'll have no less than 66 products. With mm-hmm. over 500 ingredients in there, and probably 80 to 85% of those ingredients are either a carcinogen, they're either a neurotoxin to your brain, a petrochemical to your liver and kidneys, or a caustic volatile organic compound, what is called CVOCs, to your overall immune system. And it's like, what are they doing? And so that's really what catapulted us into natural manufacturing. And at the same time, I wrote that article that was published worldwide. It was originally called Cancer in Women, but they changed the title to Cancer in Children. And, of course, you can click on that still today on our website. It's up in the top right corner.
And what's the website that you want to drive most folks to?
The easiest URL is either mysafersoaps.com or just safersoaps.com.
Okay. So we'll link that to ours as well. And then what kind of products do you manufacture and offer in
general? Well, we first started out with just we didn't know anything, and we were just learning. We met some really great chemists, and so we started out with just cleaning products, And that turned it went from one product, one size, one price to today we probably have over 400. So we do everything from, we just released our brand new personal care line called My Forever Young. It's an anti-aging skin cream. It's a full line. You have shampoos and conditioners. You have facial cleansers. You have facial scrubs. You have body lotions. You have bath and body oils, romantic body oils also. And of course, then the actual cream called My Forever Young anti-aging skin cream. And it just is a phenomenal product that we back 100%. In fact, we tell people 5 days, if you will use it, and just in 5 days, if you don't feel or see positive results, no hassle, no questions asked, we take it back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you're not a chemist, I would say, right?
No, but I sure feel like one after all these years, about 15 years doing this now. And, I formulate, but I actually leave the actual last bit of formulation EPA registered to my chemist, who they'll do the actual mix. You know, I'll tell them, you know, here's a product I want to make. I want to use this, this, and that. And they'll come back and they'll say, well, yeah, that's good, but I think we should use this instead. And they'll tell me why, and I'll either say yes or no and sort of go like that.
And then what about, how do you decide what ingredients are essential to get the product to do what it needs to be done, versus what the other typical manufacturers include? And is it about shelf life? That's why they add those other things that extend the life of the product? Or why do they put extraneous things into what we consume or apply in the first place?
Well, that would be I'll answer that, but that can be another whole show. Again, going back to my report, Cancer in Children, it comes down to the bottom line, greed, money, and power. And I am not kidding you when I say that. They want to keep you sick. They want to make you sick and keep you sick so they can feed you toxic drugs the rest of your life. And if you don't think so, I can show so many different ways how it's done today. It's through deceptive word advertising. Here's in principle how it works. Let's say, hey, Maria, you and I go to the grocery store, or better yet, the health food store, and we want to buy a mouthwash, and you pick one up. And it says on the bottle, now get this, all natural, 100% organic, biodegradable, and environmentally safe. Looks good, smells good, tastes good, so you buy it. In fact, some of them even says kills germs, no pun there. But did you know that the inactive ingredient, not the active, which is only maybe 1, 2, or 3%, but the 97 other percent of the ingredients that they don't list on the label could be the poison venom from a mamba snake, because snake venom is widely used as a cheap preservative. Did you know that?
No, I had never heard that before.
So now let me ask you, if you knew that a poisonous snake venom, just like Botox being rat poison basically, if you knew there was a poison in there, would you buy that product for your children?
I would not.
You would not.
And Paul, we're going to take a quick break,
sure,
and then we're going to continue our conversation so we can get into some more of the details, because you're sharing some things that I think it's really important that we let the consumers know about. You're listening to the Maria Sanchez Show. Paul Tima is our guest. He is the CEO of the parent company Solutions for You. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Maria Sanchez Show on MariaSanchezShow.com.
Welcome back to the Maria Sanchez Show. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen with us. You may listen to our podcast at iTunes, also at MariaSanchezShow.com, Stitcher, and something called Libsyn. That's Libsyn. We're also on SoundCloud. And we're continuing our conversation with Paul Tima, who's the CEO, creator, head bottle washer, and impetus behind Solutions for You. Paul, thank you again for making the time to be with us today. And in our previous segment, you were talking about products that are, they say all the right things. Natural,
organic,
good for the environment, organic, all that stuff, and then yet you say that they'll have snake venom in them.
Well, yeah. If you think about it, what a manufacturer for the last 100 years has done, and especially they've done it to women, that's why I implore you to read my Cancer and Children article. It will open up your listeners' eyes incredibly. But what they've done is deceived you. So that example that I gave you before the break, it goes like this. What they're doing is covering their, you know, CYA, and it goes like this. They are selling you products that they want to sell you that you think you want to buy, but they're really not. Because guess what? That product that I mentioned is that said all natural, 100% organic, biodegradable, and environmentally safe. Most people, probably 9 out of 10, would think it's a safe product until you found out there were still poisons in them. Because guess what? Those four key buzzwords said nothing about being humanly safe. They said about being animal or environmental safe. You follow me?
I do.
Okay. So all those ingredients that are in there still can be harmful or deadly to your immune system or vital organs.
So how did you drill down and find out what was actually in it? Because the packaging is deceiving, obviously.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, again, that went back to when we first started. We started reading labels, and then we got into reverse engineering when we would find a product that we liked and they wouldn't have all the ingredients. They would just list the couple, you know, active ingredients, but then all the inert would be hidden. You can reverse engineer them and then find out what's in them. And so it's a complex problem. I mean, it's a complex thing to go through. But, you know, once we did it, we realized, like, wow, they are just killing you one cell at a time. Mm-hmm. And it's really scary. It really is. It'd be like your underarm deodorant. Here you go. God gives you, you know, your body to expel toxins out, obviously through your waist and through your skin, the largest, you know, organ of your body, and of course your underarms. So man comes along, develops antiperspirant using aluminum to help stop that from coming out. Well, number one, the world is on aluminum and estrogen overload. I mean, there's more aluminum and estrogen than anything else, I think, in the world. So don't use it. Number two is, so here you go. You got God expelling toxins out of your armpit, and yet man comes along, develops an antiperspirant made, you know, with aluminum, and he covers it over. So two very important things happen. One, by stopping, you know, the toxins that God wanted you to come out of your body, they have to go back in, sort of like free radicals. So now mm-hmm. they have to find another place to try to escape from, or they end up attaching to your vital mm-hmm. organs of something, okay, in your body. But more importantly is that some of your biggest lymph nodes are right in your breast, in your neck, so that when you put that antiperspirant on with a heavy metal toxin in it, it absorbs it right to the breast for helping in breast cancer, or right to the brain for Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
Now, when I was in college, I was turned on to that rock that was a crystal that uh-huh. you would wet and apply. Is that something? I don't even know if they still make
there,
that anymore.
Yeah, there's stones and rocks. And there now today there are some manufacturers that make some good, you know, regular deodorants without the junk in them. And but again, you got to read, because had a gal friend, Pam, she went out and bought her first deodorant, you know, she was like a kid, and she came back to me and she says, here, look it, you know, and so I'm reading and she's watching my face and she says, uh-oh, what did I do? It says non-aluminum, and I said, yes, it does, Pam, but if you turn it over, all they did, Maria, was exchange one heavy metal toxin for another. So see, the manufacturers, they have become so slick in selling you what you really are not wanting to buy, that it's incredible.
And so, Paul, does this suggest that Solutions for You offers all of those kinds of beauty, grooming, hygiene products?
Well, we're, again, a small company, but we have, like I said, we have shampoo and conditioners. We have the body lotions. We have the facial scrub, the facial cleanser. We have the most natural hand sanitizer, I feel. It's called Suds. In fact, it's so natural, I'd literally brush my teeth with it. I mean, it's phenomenal product. I can't tell you to do it legally, but I mean, it's just so, you know, but I mean, it's a truly a natural soap. We do medical cleansers, commercial cleansers. We do household cleansers, laundry degreaser polishes. We do fruit and veggie washes. We do pet products, pet shampoos, ear, paw, and skin treatments. We do a lot of nutritionals. We have some of the best aloe vera juice in aloe vera crystals. Everything's certified organic, pure. We do probably one of the best coconut oils in the world. It's centrifuge extracted, certified organic. There's only a few people that do centrifuge extraction, and again, we could talk about that later. We do, shea butter from Central West Africa. We do wild emu oil, which is an anti-inflammatory oil for the body. We have a lot of nutritional products, nutritional drinks like Delicious Greens 8000, just a great certified organic drink full of nutrients and very, very inexpensive.
Now, you mentioned, though, that other product that is on the shelf that says organic isn't. So what gives your product credibility and others not?
Well, we have all the ingredients along with we state right on our labels that we cannot say humanly safe because we got our hands slapped when we first started because you could choke on a teaspoon of water or a nut or a strawberry. But we do say that our products are 100% totally safe for your immune system and vital organs, along with listing the ingredients. And if anybody has an ingredient they want to know, all they have to do is call us, and we will tell them if it's in there or not. We have more no-no-no-no-no's on our label than anything else.
Isn't that something? We vouch for what it doesn't have now.
Yeah. And so it's pretty sad. But, if I could say one thing in a nutshell, we developed a marketing slogan years ago about our soap products, especially because that's where a lot of this is coming from. You'll find a lot of parabens in soaps today and mm-hmm. lotions and shampoos. And in fact, probably the highest degree of women that have breast cancer, they will be loaded with parabens. Now, of course, they'll come back and they'll argue and fight that has nothing to do with it. But, hey, you just got to be logical.
So paraben is petroleum related, is it not?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And they use that as a binder?
Yeah, they do use it as a binder. Yeah, you could take my slogan, which would go like this. If you took one of our ultra safe soaps, it's so powerful yet so gentle, you could degrease an engine and yet wipe your baby's bottom for gentleness for bacteria. You could, with the same bottle, clean virtually anything in your home, office, or workshop. With the same bottle, literally brush your teeth for bacteria and gingivitis. It's actually been written up in the American Dental Journal. A real famous dentist out there in California Derek Nordstrom. I'm trying to remember. Hollister, California. Derek has been using the product, writing about it, selling it for 10 years or more. But anyway, so brush your teeth, even though we can't tell you to do that. And yet, it will kill any bug, insect imaginable from instantly to within 1 minute if you sprayed it directly on it. And yet, it's 100% totally safe for your immune system and vital organs.
Wow. Well, you're obviously an innovator, and I'm happy to be able to help share, get the word out. And again, it's My Safer Soap. Soaps.com is what you want to
promote? MySafersoaps.com or just safersoaps.com.
Okay. And where are you located, Paul?
We're based out of Greenville, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been making products now for about 15 years, just small family operation. But, everything we try to do, all of our ingredients that we can get or manufacture here in the United States, so we're a USA-made company. We do have a couple of ingredients that come from overseas only because we can't get them here, like shea butter from West Africa, but again, it's the purest shea butter I've ever found. Same tribal ladies I've been having a contract with for about 15 years. Our coconut oil actually comes from my buddy's farm in the Philippines. His family owns the farm. So again, we get the coconut oil from there. But all of our other ingredients are USA made or grown or, you know, here.
Which is actually how we discovered each other because
that
of the
correct.
Interview. Right. And remind me what his name is, that he promotes all products that are made in America.
Sorry.
Well, we'll have to go back through the podcast. Yeah. But anyway, that was like, yes, it's American, which I think his story is great because he's actually an immigrant.
Right.
From Europe, and he's been here 20 or 30 years, and he wants to promote Made in America.
Right.
So, Paul, thank you for your time. Continued success. Happy to help out and looking forward to learning more.
Oh, no problem. And again, anybody that wants to try a sample, they can call in. We have a toll-free number, if you don't mind me giving it. It's 1-800-301-9911. Again, 1-800-301-9911. And our newest line is My Forever Young.
Excellent. Paul, thank you so much for your time. Paul Tima, CEO of the parent company Solutions for You. Thank you for listening to the Maria Sanchez Show.
So call Maria, her show is killer. You won't believe it, darling, there's long-time listeners and first-time callers. They love Maria, that's why they keep saying. About